So let's just close our eyes if that feels comfortable and relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that all is well. There's nothing we need to do, there's nowhere we need to go. You can simply let go of the getting here and be here now, entertained by the wonderful concert that's going on in the other room. How lovely for them to provide music in our background. Just breathing and relaxing. Letting our bodies find the place of most wonderful comfort in these delightful chairs. Feeling grounded and centered and peaceful. At ease in this space. Yesterday, Abraham talked at length about an experience that Astrid had seeing a TV show where psychologists showed people, children, two different pictures and asked them to choose something between them. And it said that it inspired a lot of thought in Esther about which picture she would choose to show people and what questions she would ask. And so I'm seeing this as an opportunity to describe a picture and then say, what would be more fun or what would be more joyful? And give our imaginations a chance to expand into a playful, joyful, happy space, a feeling of excitement or wonder, awe or exhilaration. And so, given everybody who's here, let's imagine ourselves at an Abraham workshop, eager, excited, open, receptive, delighted to be in the presence of Abraham, in the company of wonderful friends, old and new, grateful to Jerry and Esther for the amazing work that they do. So take a moment and just see yourself in the middle of an Abraham workshop and feel how you feel being there. Notice your responses to Abraham's brilliance. Notice your reactions. Get a sense of who's sitting next to you on either side. Feel how you feel toward that person. The joy of an old friend or a new one. Perhaps someone you love deeply and know well. Or perhaps a delightful surprise, a present unwrapped in this moment of a wonderfully connected person that you share so much in common with. And anchoring this wonderful feeling, whatever it is for you, in this image. Now ask yourself the question, what can I imagine that would feel even more than this, more wonderful than this in some way? And allow yourself to see another picture unfold. See yourself somewhere else with other people or the same people. Might even be another Abraham workshop on a cruise somewhere. Or something else entirely different, but somewhat the same from a feeling perspective. Feel the universe applauding your imagination, your inner being loving that you are allowing yourself to play in your imagination. See if you can catch any details about this particular picture that you've unfolded. What time of day is it? Where are you? Who are you with? What do you smell? What are you wearing? How do you feel? And now imagining another picture entirely. Imagine being deeply touched by something. Perhaps a child, or an animal, a kitten, or a puppy. Imagine something that just makes your heart sing. Allow yourself to sink into the feeling of being deeply touched, present, loving, perhaps amused and entertained at the same time, or even touched to the point of tears as your heart opens deeply. Feeling yourself in the present moment with this amazing being that you're experiencing, or this amazing place that you're experiencing that touches you deeply. Feel yourself with your heart open, the universe applauds open hearts too. Our inner beings are always celebrating what we are doing, what we are imagining, where we are going. And now taking this picture of you deeply touched, open-hearted, and filled with light, open your imagination to another situation where you might be equally inspired, or even more. Reach for some details in this image. What time of day is it? What's the temperature? Where are you? Inside or outside? Somewhere you recognize or somewhere entirely new? Explore what it is that touches you deeply. And notice how you feel. See if you can maybe even find a few more words for that feeling than you usually would give it. So so good to explore new flavors of joy, to develop words to describe nuances in the joyful feelings of connection. Now releasing this image, move to an image where you suddenly get that feeling of eureka, I found it. It could be finding something lost or finding an answer to a question you've been researching. It could be turning a corner and discovering something you hoped to discover all your life. But connect with the feeling of eureka, I found it. The applause this time reminds me of the applause our inner beings deserve when we find something that we've been looking for. For all day, every day, our inner beings orchestrate rendezvous for us with that we have become a match to. Abraham says that 20 or 30 rendezvous happen every day. Mostly we don't notice them. But I do more and more now consciously and thank my inner being each time and recognize that this represents being loved. My inner being arranges for me all day, every day to experience supply, abundance, well-being, health, wonderful people, amazing experiences, glorious moments. And so let's just play with that gratitude that we feel for our inner beings, for this experience of, I found it. And see what happens in your connection with your inner being as you make conscious this acknowledgement of the work that your inner being does, the play that your inner being does all day, every day, of orchestrating your life, of using law of attraction to bring you into harmony with the very best possible given your current vibration. You might even speak to your inner being and see what kind of answer you get. Can you feel your inner being's excitement at communicating back with you? As you open the door, your inner being is eager to rush through it. So wants to tell you how loved, how adored, how precious you are to to that infinite nature of Source. As Abraham says, there is great love here for each of us. We can open to receive it now. And letting go of that, let's look at our last picture. And we've gone on two branches on this last one, either the Eureka, I found it idea, and finding something that you know is in your vortex that is waiting around a soon corner, or a deepening of your relationship with your inner being and an expansion of the communication that you share. Imagine a new picture of one of these experiences. Take time to notice some details in your picture. Where are you? What time of day is it? What's the sun doing? Or are you inside somewhere? Feel the temperature of the air. See if there are any particular colors or scents that are associated with this image. This is fun. I could do it for a lot longer, but we're almost out of time. So take just a moment to feel a sense of completion with this image, remembering that this is all taking place in your consciousness, and you can come back here anytime you like. Or use it as a jumping off place for more pictures that you imagine in your mind. And then when you're ready, just stretch your back, move your fingers and your toes, and wiggle your nose. And when you're ready, open your eyes.